see, one of the things that really struck me as I was doing my research in all of the different synonyms, 20-some in Hebrew and about 15 in Greek that are used in Scripture that are in that happiness semantic domain, was how long these feasts were,
mm-hmm.
how the people walked away from, and some of these were dirt poor farmers and you know, ranchers, and it surely was a sacrifice financially for them to not only spend all the money on special food and banquets and all this kind of stuff, they would have to save that up, but then arguably, at least in some cases, they're then losing money you know, while they're there at these feasts. And and you've got one case in the Old Testament where the feast had gone on for a week and the people were so happy, and the singing and the dancing and all of that God-centered, not sin-oriented, you know. But then they decided that this all was so great that they were going to take another week and celebrate for another week. And I thought, okay, in our affluent culture, can you imagine, you know, first of all, can you imagine putting on a week of feasting? I mean, a day of feasting is a stretch.
Yeah, it is.
But a week of feasting and partying, that's what these were. What do? At parties, you tell stories, you tell jokes, you laugh, you sing, there's dancing, and this is what the people of God did.